Hey, yo, what's up? It's the boy Bean on Beancast, doing what I normally do. This is a March day in 2019. The topic of this segment here, basically I'm talking about an awakening. You know, I'm seeing a lot of different things that's going on in the world right now. In particular, I'm just going to touch bases on the small things going on in the U.S. or United States or whatever you want to call it. Now, there's an awakening period definitely going on in the world right now. If you haven't woke up, you're going to wake up one way or another. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. I didn't find it amazing that between the end of 17 all the way up until now that all the big wigs of the entertainment industry, not all of them, but some of them, have been sexually assaulting and sexually abusing women. I didn't find that amazing. I didn't at all. I actually was waiting for that to finally come on out. You see, a lot of people out there have skill sets. There's a lot of women out there and there's a lot of men out there that have skill sets. And then there's some unscrupulous people that are in the positions of power that will try to deter you from activating your skill set and getting where you need to go. What I'm basically saying is that, yeah, cream rises to the top, but in 2019, you got people that's trying to keep cream from rising to the top. They're actually rigging the system. I'm going to get a little bit more in depth. Ain't no fucking way in life you own a house. You got a family in that house. I send somebody to your house. They get killed in your house. And you don't know about it. If you believe that bullshit, then you probably need to discontinue listening to my podcast. And I don't want to fucking know you. Because you're one of the fucking dumbest people on this planet. Ain't no fucking way shit going on in your house and you don't know about it. And if it is, you don't need to be living in that house. With that being said, Otto Warbeer, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, we are going to forever hold your memory. And we love you forever. And to the Warbeer's family, my condolences go out to you. To Kim Jong-un, to be quite frank, we're actually waiting for your dumb ass to kick the fucking bucket. Because you're the problem with this planet. Yep, you are the problem with this planet. And you pretty much are making the rest of good North Koreans that are there. We don't know if there are some good North Koreans. Because when we hear North Korea, all we see is your ugly mug and the cruelty and the evilness that you do. So having said that, I'm on the side with Otto. Now, let me make this clear also as well. Trump is our president. Not by the fact that we want him, but by the fact that in America we have rules and regulations and we give it a fair shake. There was an election. I'm not sure if it was all the way right or fair, but when the results came in, he won it. So he became the president. Now, he's basically blasted a lot of people, his own damn media, and some of the people in his own cabinet, because he doesn't have any political experience and he does not know what it means to be a president. To the extent to where now, I bet right now in the White House, wherever he's at, Mar-a-Lago or whatever, he's probably regretting even going and running. He's probably regretting it. Now, I'm going to sum all this up and get back to what we were talking about. It's awakening. It's awakening. All throughout this world, you can catch snippets of news, and I really recommend that you don't pay too much attention to the news because it's going to make you depressed. But if you catch snippets all around the world, I mean, you got weird weather. You got other countries closing their borders. You got, you know, black women getting mistaken for each other. Gayle King and Robin Roberts. Two totally different sisters. Don't look nothing alike. They work in the same industry, but they're totally different. And here in 2019, black people still look alike. Here in 2019, something's wrong with El Salvadorians, and something's wrong with Mexican people that want to come to America for a better life. For some reason, all people of Spanish and Latin descent are criminals and dirty or filthy. I don't subscribe to that. But this is the bullshit that they want you to subscribe to. I'm saying they because I'm not putting it on one person. I'm not saying Trump in particular. I'm not saying the GOP. I'm not saying conservatives. I'm not saying Republicans. I'm saying they. And when I say they is reference to anyone that subscribes to racism, anyone that subscribes to being evil and mistreating the people, then you are they. You're not us. Us are normal human being people, God-fearing people that just want to live and love God and live. That's all we want to do and have fun. And that's all we want to do. Then we got they that want to do some other shit. So, it's us against they. What side are you on? I've had an awakening. I'm not going to subscribe to that bullshit. I'm not racist. I don't condone it, but I do condemn it. With that being said, at one point in our lives, everyone, myself included, and you as a listener, at one point in our lives, not a point, but maybe in a glimpse of a moment, we've all said some racist shit. And it's true. If you're saying you haven't, then you are one of the liars that I'm talking about. Because I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about. You're with your family. If you're not come from a multiracial family, then you're with an all-black family, all-white, or whatever, your family. And you're at a playground or whatever, and y'all are playing, and a kid from another race throws a rock or something. He's throwing at his cousin, and he accidentally hits you. Your mother sees it, or your brother sees it. He doesn't apologize. He doesn't say anything. He just goes and keeps on going. You start crying. Your bigger brother sees it. He comes over there, and hey, man. The kid defends himself. Man, whatever. And he runs off. You know what you did? Or you know what your brother did? You know what your mother did? You said that racist shit under their breath. All the niggers are the same. All the conkies are the same. All the spicks are the same. All the wetbacks are the same. They did. For that moment. Then maybe 20 minutes later, they went to a Taco Bell or something like that, and they moved on with life. They didn't care nothing about that one person. They didn't choose to treat every person that they seen that way, of that race, that way. They didn't do that. That was at one isolated moment. They didn't carry that for the rest of their lives because they're not racist. They don't subscribe to racism. They just had a bad moment. No one's perfect. We have bad moments. We've done it. Everyone. But when your ire is constantly when your ire is constantly of a me first, and then when I charge you on it, you want to say, oh man, you're playing a race card. What you're doing is you're playing what we enable in the hood, we call that you're going fishing. You're throwing bait out to see if I bite it, and then when I bite it, you want to catch and release. I'm gonna tell you something that's very dangerous, because all of us right now in the world, in America, right, all of us right now are on edge. And we've been on edge since, I would probably say, since around like 98. We've been all on edge. That means that every word you say must be politically correct. It must be sound, or you're going to be blasted for it. So with that being said, you can't get away with no racist shit. You can't. It don't equate. Now, I'm going to leave you guys with this. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to leave you guys just to consider this, because it's an awakening. That's what this all is about. I charge you. Look at our president. Look at our administration. Look at our senators. Look at our House of Democrats and our House of Republicans or whatever. Look at all of our politicians in our nation right now. And then you look at the ones from the past. And I want you to do a comparison. I want you to ask yourself, before this next election comes down, are we going in the right way? Are we putting the people in the position that are going to try to change, that are actually going to effectively try to change this nation? Are we putting people in a position that are going to try to control this nation? And when we go to the ballot to make our votes, we need to make the right choice. Now, is Trump the wrong choice? It don't matter now. His presidency is almost over. So we can't visit. We should stop visiting that argument. We should stop visiting that. And quite frankly, we need to just let it go. If y'all gonna lock him up for collusion, then do it. If you're not gonna do it, then damn it, stop doing it. Because the rest of the country, the rest of the world is laughing at us. You know what the rest of the world is saying right now? Those fucking Americans can't even elect a fucking leader. They elected a leader, and then they're also prosecuting. They're so fucking stupid. That's what they're saying. I don't know about you, but as a Texan, as an American, quite frankly, we're smarter than that. We're better than that. And we're going to start showing them that. You've been listening to Beancast, and this is Bean. Until next time, keep your ears open, your eyes open, and your mouth closed. One love.